Idaho headlines over this past year, unfortunately, have included some news stories about sex crimes involving children. In January, a 37-year-old Boise man allegedly tried to meet a 13-year-old girl for sex in a store parking lot, but police were there to stop him. When he realized he was surrounded, the man took his life. Those cops were part of Idaho's Internet Crimes Against Children, or ICAC. Part of the Attorney General's Office, Idaho's ICAC, is one of 61 task forces across the country. Our Samantha Wright shadowed a member of Idaho's ICAC unit to learn more about what he does to protect kids. An important program note here, our story includes some graphic descriptions and language that may not be suitable for everyone.
Boise Police Detective Tim Brady sits in his quiet office, surrounded by computer screens. He turns one on and enters a chat room. For security, this session has been pre-recorded to protect Brady's investigative methods. A box appears on the screen with his alias.
And within less than a minute, I'm bombarded with all these people again that think they're speaking with a 13-year-old girl.
Brady is one of eight officers from different police organizations around the state who make up Idaho's ICAC unit. One part of his job is impersonating a young girl online. He has to stay up to date on internet lingo, listen to Justin Bieber, and keep up with other aspects of pop culture. That's so the men popping up in these chat boxes believe they're talking to a child. As Brady watches, six or seven messages appear on the screen.
So you can see some of the comments. So you ever date a guy my age? People asking if I have a boyfriend. Do I want some more pictures? People trying to get me to send them pictures.
Each chat box is another man trying to catch the girl's attention through conversation or pornographic pictures and video. It's incredibly graphic, but Brady is unfazed, saying this sort of thing is typical.
There's chat rooms for kids to get on and talk about their Xbox games and, you know, their homework club and, you know, whatever it might be. And that's where guys go. And, you know, we live in a world now where people that are sexually interested in kids, they have more access to them than they ever have before.
The ICAC unit spends thousands of hours online. During this session, Brady was approached by a 67-year-old man. The man didn't use code words or shorthand. He stated his intent very clearly using graphic language.
This particular guy is asking me if I'm going to be able to spend the whole night or just until we do our things. And again, you know, he's talking to a 13-year-old girl.
This internet predator wants to meet Brady's persona, the 13-year-old girl, so they can have sex. The man sets up a date outside of Seattle, but instead of a girl, the man met ICAC officers from Washington State. The man was arrested and charged with online enticement of a minor.
And then throughout the investigation, we found evidence that he had sexually abused a relative and another teenage child back east.
The man was convicted and now sits in an Idaho jail. Brady says this isn't the worst case he's ever dealt with. He sees the darker side of the internet, all of it aimed at children.
Without getting too graphic, it is the most despicable, deplorable, evil thing that I could even begin to describe. It's evil. It's the devil.
Nationally, ICAC got started in 1998, a response to rising internet crimes. Idaho's ICAC unit wasn't formally organized until 2007. Last year, the state unit started 292 investigations and made 35 arrests. Down the hall from Brady's office, the operations supervisor monitors the ICAC unit. Steve Bencula says officers deal with sexual predators, child pornography, child enticement, anything that puts a child at risk online. At last count, Bencula says the unit had 5,000 leads just in Idaho of people downloading and distributing child pornography.
We're just at the tip of the iceberg, I feel. With everyone we catch, there's going to be somebody there to take his place or her place. It is disappointing. But we're out here. You know, that's what we do, is try to protect our children.
Over a two-year period, Idaho ICAC rescued 51 children that were being sexually abused. The children ranged from 18 months to 15 years old. Detective Tim Brady says none of those kids had reported the abuse.
And that's what's scary about it, is that it's going on under our noses. And, you know, they're kids. They're not knocking down our doors, saying that this is happening to me, and it's our responsibility to go find them and to rescue them because they can't do it themselves.
And Brady says saving kids is what keeps him going after 9 years of chasing bad guys. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.
And you can find out more about ICAC and read tips from ICAC officers on how to protect your kids online on our website, and that is boisestatepublicradio.org.